Radio City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Let's talk Tranmere because we've been giving them a bit of an up for most of the morning, and rightly so because they've played three, won three. It's been a flying start. Let's talk to ardent Tranmere fan Paul Ritchie, who's on the line now. Paul, good morning to you.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Not as happy as you, I bet.
No, it's very good so far. No complaints for once, which we've not been able to say for the last few years, but all positive so far.
Yeah, you've had good starts before, though. I don't want to put a damper on it.
No, exactly. I mean, it's always tinged with in the back of your mind, sort of expecting, the bad run to come. And, we're not going to win every game. Tonight itself is a very tough game. But while we're on this good run, you've got to remain positive. And I think one of the most encouraging things has not just been the result. I think we've actually played well. Last season, I think one of the major complaints was, we had a very good second half of the season. The performances still weren't exactly convincing. We nicked a lot of games 1-0 thanks to a penalty. It was nervy, But so far, Saturday and Tuesday, they've been very encouraging. So hopefully, fingers crossed, they can carry on.
Well, that's the important thing. If you can gel early on, that's a good sign, isn't it, for the future? I mean, a couple of 2-0 victories. I know it was a late winner at the weekend. But if you're finding form early on, that is a good sign for Gary Brabin.
Exactly. I mean, and I think one of the things Gary Brabin talked about during the summer was keeping the core of the squad together from last year. He mentioned, when he came in, he had a lot to do on the recruitment side. A lot of ins and outs, and obviously, it takes time to gel. But we've added three or four players. We've added Bowles, which was one of the major things last year. Mm. We've kept the base, we've kept the core of the same team, which, ironically, some fans probably weren't too happy about. They probably thought, well, the team failed last year. Do we want to keep the same players? But it's that continuity is important. The players know sort of their roles now, you'd hope. They know exactly what they've got to do when they're out on the pitch. They know each other. They've been together a year. Mm. So it's compared to other teams who seem to sort of have 10, 11 new players every summer, we've kept the sort of the foundations of last season's team. And hopefully, even though it's a small squad, hopefully that'll stand us in good stead for the rest of the season.
Yeah, indeed. It was a bit nerve-wracking, though, on Saturday, wasn't it? I mean, you miss a penalty with 15 minutes to go or thereabouts, and then a virtual last kick of the game winner.
Well, yeah, I mean, the game last season against Eastleigh was fairly similar. I mean, they will be up there, Eastleigh. They're one of the teams I've got a bit of money. They spent a bit of money. But last year against Eastleigh, we played very well, missed the penalty. We ended up with 9 men. I think we got a man sent off, and we used a lot of substitutes, someone off injured. I was looking at it, and we kept going. They're a big, strong side. I knew it would be tough going into the game. We started well. They grew back into it. But in the second half, Tranmere thoroughly deserved the win. I mean, Norwood's scored sort of every penalty he's taken so far. We had quite a lot, actually. We had a lot last season. We already had one against Barrow the previous home game. I suppose he had to miss one eventually. It was very close. I mean, I think he mentioned that somebody told him might have even crossed the line. But, you're thinking it's not going to be our day. And then, I'm thinking just don't lose the game. If draw, we deserve to win. It's not the worst result in the world. And, it just broke. And to be fair, he stuck it away well, considering the penalty miss might have been playing on his mind. So, big relief at the end. Big win, I think, because to put your marker down early against a fellow promotion rival, I'm not sure it's a game we would have won last year, to be honest. It's possibly even a game we might have lost 2-1 or end up drawing. So yeah. good character shown by the players, really positive, nice celebrations at the end. But three games, everything can change. We just got to keep this momentum going as long as possible. Mm. I think I'm much more confident this season than I was going into last season. I think playoffs minimum, really. But ultimately, we're Tranmere in the conference, and I don't think it's too arrogant to say we should be looking to win the league. Yeah.
Well, better to have three wins in the bag at this stage than three defeats and trying to, chase and make up on teams above you. I mean, looking at this one here, Tranmere and Boreham Wood, first versus second, or second versus first, if we put it the right way around. It's a bit early to be talking about top of the table clashes, isn't it? And a six-pointer.
Well, glamour game. I think Boreham Wood have actually, they were quite shrewd over the summer. I think there was a few few pundits who sort of cover the conference who are tipping them to be sort of outsiders for maybe a playoff push. So I think it's a difficult game. It's a long journey down for midweek. They've obviously started really well. I think they beat Forest Green, who are one of the favourites to win the league. I think they've beaten them already 1-0. So So it's going to be a really tough game. We just got to go into the same mentality, you know, go for the win. I don't think a draw down there would be the worst result in the world, but I don't think we can go into it with that attitude. Got to be looking to win the game. The only concern I have at the moment is even though the squad has got a lot of quality, it is a very small squad.
Yeah.
I mean, a couple of injuries to key players. I'm thinking Norwood up
which,
front.
Which could happen. I mean, injuries do strike and will strike throughout the season, won't they?
Exactly. And I think the manager, Gary Brabin, mentioned that he wants a tight-knit squad, which is fine. It'll create a good atmosphere, good team spirit. But, you know, when suspensions kick in, injuries kick in, I do worry about the depth of the players to come in. Our first 11 is as good as anyone's, if not, I'd say, one of the best in the league. Mm. But yeah, that's the only thing that worries me at this moment. I mean, it's early season, so everyone should be still relatively fresh and the games are coming thick and fast. But my only concern is a couple of injuries. I think we have got scope to bring loan players in, but I never like sort of bringing too many in, sort of here for a month and then they go, and you know, you lose a bit of momentum, a bit of rhythm in the team goes. But fingers crossed we can keep relatively injury-free. And if we do that, then I think we've got a very, very good chance this season.
I mean, there are a lot of games to get through. You're right, because, you know, you complete 7 league games before the end of August, you know, finishing with Monday the 29th of August, a bank holiday Monday game against Guiseley. But, you know, you've got Southport away a couple of days before. So, you know, the strength of the squad is something that you're right to touch on, actually, Paul.
Yeah, that's why I was speaking to a few fans who were sitting here to run at the games. They sort of mentioned, I mean, we've had good quality in the back. We've got the new signing, Stevenson, who we saw a glimpse of on Saturday.
Oh, 2 minutes or so, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Adam Mekhi, who I thought improved a lot last season, hasn't seen any game time really at all so far. Gary Brabin's got, you know, he's got scope to rotate. I mean, you mentioned there the two games in quick succession over the bank holiday period. I think that might be a chance to sort of rotate the team a little bit. That's a worry for me, because the system he's playing, if Norwood gets injured, you know, he's brought Connor Jennings and Andy Cook will hopefully supply some goals. But that's my only concern. You know, Forest Green have spent a lot of money. They've got a massive squad. There'll be other teams up there who've probably got a bigger squad than we have. We've got good quality in our team, but I worry about the squad depth. That'd be my only concern at the moment. You know, how long it goes on. Right now I'm just sort of, you know, it's hard to sort of believe at the moment. You know, we had a flirtation with the top of the league in League One, and that sort of petered out, and after the last few years it's been all doom and gloom. So as a Tranmere fan, naturally, it's always in the back of your mind, you're thinking, oh, yeah, you know, when's the bad run coming? When's the defeat going to start? But
it's very early days, isn't it? Very early days.
Exactly. I mean, it's really early days. Yeah, of course. And like you said, the games, you know, it was something to get used to every last season. You know, I sort of see people always be at games Tuesday, Saturday, Tuesday.
Do you think Tranmere will cope more at home this season, Paul, with the expectation that's upon them? I mean, I want to talk to you about the crowd, but also clubs that come to Tranmere, because I said this to Gary the other week when we had him on, it's such a great stadium for non-league clubs to come to. I mean, it is a league ground in all but name, yeah, isn't it? So, you know, they see it as their Wembley almost, don't they? It's a great day out for them, the fans, and there's a determination to go and perform on that stage. So it makes it harder for you to win at home, I feel.
Well, most certainly, I totally agree with that. I mean, I spoke to Sean Garn in the summer, and he mentioned a couple of teams last season who came and sort of selfies on the pitch type scenario. You know, it's like a massive day. And that's, you know, Tranmere are a big scalp in this league. I don't think there's any getting away from that. And, you know, naturally, as a player, it shouldn't really happen, but it naturally does. You know, you go to Tranmere Rovers, you're going to raise your game maybe 5, 10%, and that's a big thing. You know, I mentioned there's a lot of times last year that the opposing manager would say, well, that's been our best performance of the season so far, and, you know, it didn't do us any favours. But, yeah, I mean, and that's maybe why he's kept the core of the squad. Maybe it took them a year to get used to the atmosphere and the expectation. I mean, some of the players we signed, you know, no disrespect to the clubs they've come from, but if they lose on a Saturday or give the ball away, it's sort of, you know, there's not many fans there. It's not scrutinised as much. You do it at Tranmere, you lose a game for Tranmere in the conference. More scrutiny, you know, more fans, more pressure. So, you know, it maybe it's taken a year to adapt, and, you know, there's no getting, you know, the fans were edgy at times last year. I don't think there's any disguise in that fact. You know, if it's 0-0 with an hour gone and we're not playing well, you can hear the frustration, almost an expectancy that we might lose the game. And hopefully, you know, the fans can be more patient. I think with the fans, if they can see encouraging signs and they can see the teams trying to do the right things, then I think they will back them, you know, 100%. Certainly on Saturday, that was evident, and Tuesday so far. You know, they can see teams trying to do the right things, trying to pass the ball, trying to attack, not being too defensive and passive, going on the front foot. And I think the fans will get behind them. And, you know, that can, we've got to use the fans to our advantage. I mean, not a lot of clubs in our league get that backing. And we've got to turn that into positive in us, for us rather than sort of concentrate on the negatives. And I think, you know, that can only be a good thing.
Yeah, it's great to see the pricing structure at Tranmere as well, which seems to be right. You know, 4,600 there at the weekend against Eastleigh. And that's the sort of average that you had last season, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and that's only a positive. You know, I think we've got a good core support. I think away we travel in numbers. I think Southport, if we carry on this good form going into the Southport game over Bank Holiday, I think you'll find there'll be, you know, a big away following for that game. But yeah, exactly. I mean, like you say, it's 4,600, and that will probably only increase. The better we do, I can only see that increasing as the season goes on.
Well, that's football, you know, Paul, isn't it? They want to watch a winning
exactly.
team.
You jump on the bandwagon, of course. You know. That's a classic, isn't it? But yeah, I mean, carry that momentum forward. And the thing with it, it's so right off the pitch. I mean, I go to the game now on a Saturday, and it looks so different to what's going on around the ground and before the games to even 3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
There's so much happening. You know, the new club shop looks fantastic. And I just think it's about getting right on the pitch now. And I think, you know, it's time we delivered. Mm-hmm. And I think if we do achieve promotion this year, I do think there might be a bounce-on effect, and we could sort of, you know, maybe go up through the leagues, but, you know, one step at a time. Of course. But, and, you know, I do think it's right off the pitch now. I think we've got owners who genuinely care about the club. We're doing a lot of good things off the pitch, and I think now this season it's about getting it right on the pitch. And, you know, it's been a great start so far, but that's all it is, has been a start, and fingers crossed, you know, we can carry on.
So finally, Paul, are you able to travel tonight? Are you down there for the game?
I won't be going tonight, no. I'll be glued to the radio and Twitter updates. No, I can't make it tonight. Work and other things. But
yeah, it's understandable. People do have work commitments. It's a long way to go, isn't it? Midweek
it is,
as well.
It is a long way, and it's unfortunate because I did earmark this game. I've got a friend down in London. I think it's near London Way, isn't it? So he's a Tranmere fan, so he was going to go with me. But no, Tuesday night was made it sort of not possible. But I know I'll be there for a good few away games this year. But I mean... It's a difficult one because obviously it's that thing of Tranmere's coming to their ground, they're second in the league. It's a big game for them. You know, no doubt they'll raise their game, but we've, you know, fingers crossed, no injuries. I think, you know, we can definitely come away from tonight with a positive result and carry on the momentum to this Saturday.
Well, wish you the best of luck, Paul. Thanks for your time this morning. It's been a pleasure to talk to you, and I hope you continue to enjoy a great season, not just the first three games.
Fingers crossed, Alan. Thanks for that.
All right. That's Paul Ritchie, who's a top Tranmere Rovers fan. He'll be at Prenton Park on Saturday when Tranmere take on Maidstone United after they've beaten Boreham Wood tonight. Yeah, that's how confident I am. Boreham Wood versus Tranmere. Boreham Wood second on 7 points. Tranmere top on 9 points from their three games. It's been a fantastic start, but as Paul said, it is only a start. It's a long, long season, isn't it? So... we wish them the best of luck. Fingers crossed for Tranmere Rovers.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool. This is Radio City Talk.